What's going on, y'all? My name is Rome, and you are listening to Life Minute.
Take it slow and easy, and worry about nothing.
After 15 years fronting his favorite band growing up, Sublime, and writing songs for everyone from J-Lo to Selena Gomez, singer, songwriter, and guitarist Rome Ramirez is now flying solo with a fresh new EP titled after his zodiac namesake, Gemini. Rome calls it a fresh new sound that meshes the worlds of where he's come from and what's up next. He stopped by the Life Minute Studios to chat with me all about it and more. This is a Life Minute with Rome Ramirez.
Rome Ramirez in the house. Woohoo!
Thank you for having me.
We're so happy you're here. Congrats on your new EP, Gemini. It's awesome. Sounds wonderful.
Appreciate you. Thanks for listening.
Tell us about it.
It's been a long time in the making. I've been writing these songs. Really, at the start of the pandemic was like the first time that Sublime with Rome really took any like time off, as like everyone else in the world at that point. So we were just sitting around and I was like live streaming a bunch to like the fans, and man, I'd run through like all the Sublime with Rome songs, the Sublime classics, a bunch of covers. And, you know, people were just like, do you have any music that like you've been writing for yourself? And like the answer was like, no, because I'd just been writing songs and producing for other artists for so long. I think ripping the Band-Aid off for my own stuff was like, you know, I was like kind of avoiding that, I think. And, you know, when you're at home and you're like, don't have a job for a while, you start to really get introspective on things. And I just started to pick up the guitar and write music without really thinking of who it was going to go to or where it was going to go or if it was going to go anywhere. Just writing to have fun and play the songs on the live stream. And in that process, I started to just really fall in love with like making music for myself again. And I started just, you know, compiling these songs. And it kind of got to the point when the world resumed and Sublime with Rome went back into business and we had tours and an album cycle. Felt like my heart was starting to shift away from what I've been doing for so long into, you know, wanting to try and, you know, a new adventure and put all my eggs in that basket. And that's just kind of how I am as a person. I've always felt like if you were to do anything great, you got to like give it everything you have.
Yeah.
You know, when you kind of dip your toe in a little bit, like it doesn't really, at least for me, it's never really panned out that way. You know,
yeah.
It takes like everything I have. So I talked to my wife and I was like, I think I'm going to quit my job. I'm going to try and do this thing. And then that was a whole process in and of itself. But
yeah,
so we're here, you know, I've just been writing music and getting some of those songs. And then, I mean, I write like every single day, 5 days out of the week. And, you know, just pick like my songs that I feel like best represent who I am and where I'm going. And I decided to split them up, put them on two different EPs. And yeah, so we just dropped Gemini. And yeah, I'm excited to actually just get this music that's been in my head for so long out into the world now.
And it's so good. I got a happy feeling listening to it. It's like positive,
almost
like a reggae sound to it, mm-hmm. almost like, you know, and those songs are always so happy.
Totally. That's where I come from. I mean, I've had such an amazing life being able to join my favorite band and tour the world for 15 years and, you know, meet my family and like my friends. And so to be at this point now where, you know, I get to create another chapter and it's on my terms. That's a lot of gratitude like cooked into that. And, you know, I just have a hard time feeling any sort of negativity about the life and the journey that I've lived so far. So I just want to kind of put that energy into the music and hopefully inspire people to, you know, they wake up in the morning, they decide to have a good day versus like, you know, the world's a terrible place.
That's so good. We're done. Amazing. It's so good. And Gemini, why is it called Gemini?
Well, I'm a Gemini, born in June, and two of my children are Gemini.
And my son too.
Okay.
June
so,
what?
You know, we're June 11th. So, you know, I feel like that dichotomy is very real in me as like an artist and a performer. And, you know, because I am like so many different sides to my die, so to speak, but they all kind of revolve around the same essence, which is just who I am. But I feel like the world's known me from one side, and now this is like my chance to kind of introduce a whole other side of me that the world doesn't really know. And actually, we were at a country fair in Indiana watching an 80s band play with my family, and where I was like, don't really know what to name the EP. And one of my cousins was just like, dude, you gotta name the album Gemini, man, because like you're a Gemini. And then it all just made sense to me. I'm like, that's exactly
cool.
What I'm gonna do. So. Yeah, it's cool. This is all like family. It's all communal, and it feels that way.
Awesome. Tell me about some of the songs on the EP. Mm-hmm.
Well, the very first song that I wrote for the whole project was Got It Good. And that was just like it's like acoustic vocal kind of demo that I originally had, and I was playing it around for people, and you know, they really liked like the sound of it, and so I felt like I was kind of hitting on something with, you know, a little bit of like where I come from with like the roots reggae, the rhythmic feel of that, but also, you know, what I listen to is a lot of like classic Motown and soul and folk. So the bridging of the two I felt was in that song a little bit. Man, I've had this song in my head that I've wanted to write for many years. And it was like this version of like a summer song, and I wanted it to be like Uncle Cracker, Follow Me, Everything Will Be All Right, right? And then I wanted to mix it with like Van Morrison, you know, like Brown Eyed Girl, you know, if I can just like mix these two records and make a summer song. And I tried and do that for many years and I failed. And just, you know, this last year I went in the studio and I was like, I'm gonna try and write this song again. And I came up with Slow and Easy with my friend Nick Bailey. And that I felt was the closest representation of what I've been chasing in my head, of like marrying both worlds, where I'm from and where I'm going, but also creating something that just sounds fresh to me. And I knew I hit it with that song, like in terms of just, I love the song. Like I didn't know what it was gonna do or anything, but I felt like I really love the song. And that's kind of where I'm at in my life now. I'm like, I have to like the stuff in order to go and do it, because it's just not really worth being away from my babies, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I better love the message and the music and everyone I'm doing it with.
Awesome.
Yeah, once we got Slow and Easy, like it started to like really make sense of the whole project. Then I was like, kind of had a target of like, okay, this is like the sound and the feel of like what I want to write. So there were a couple of songs like New Me that I wrote after the pandemic that I felt, you know, this was like as I was leaving Sublime and I was, you know, kind of going through this breakup, so to speak. And I wanted to kind of write about that pain and sort of that journey, but very ambiguously. So I kind of kept it in the realm of like a relationship almost, but you know, it's in there if you listen in depthly. And the last song was Black and Blue, which was the very first song that really started this whole thing. I wrote that in the pandemic. So it's definitely like every song has a purpose and a meaning. And I'm kind of doing it the old school way, where it's, you know, I have more shows booked than I'm able to like put out music, you know? And that's because of being in a band like Sublime for so long. You know, I only have like 5 songs out, but you know, I have like a full tour. So I'm like writing the music, performing it, getting the response, going back home and going like, okay, I think this song sucks, but this one's awesome. Let's record this one. And I don't feel like a lot of artists really get to do that anymore, because, you know, the way it is, it's like you got to put out music every 6 weeks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're just pretty much, everyone's just putting out the last thing they wrote. But I'm having fun just writing the music and trying them live and picking the best ones and putting that music out. I usually start with chords. Like I'll find like a chord progression I really like, and then it's the melody. A lot of my words come to me while I'm doing like just dad stuff, like washing the dishes or sitting outside or watching the kids play basketball or, you know, going on a walk with them. And I'll just be in my own head. I know I should probably be present, but I'll be like in my head, like thinking about the song I was working on this morning. And I'm like, oh man, I got this words that might go like this. And then I'll write it. Sometimes I'll ask the kids like, hey, what should rhyme with this one? It's like this is what I'm trying to say. What would you say? And they'd be like, oh, I'll put the ball in on his butt. And I'm like, all right. But you never know, sometimes.
Aww. I have to ask you about Sublime. You're 20 years old. When you
19. Yeah, 18 when I met him. 19 when we started touring around the world.
A baby.
Yeah.
What was it like getting thrust into that? And, you know, obviously under those circumstances, it must have been.
It's like a movie. I mean, you know, I come from very humble beginnings and pretty troubled household. And by the time when I met Sublime, I was like homeless, living in my van, you know, to then be thrusted into like amphitheaters and arenas and sometimes stadiums. It was like just an absolute, like magic is real, you know? From a very early age, it kind of taught me like anything is possible. If you can join your favorite band, like you can pretty much do anything.
How did that even happen? Like, how did you meet them?
I moved down south. I'm from up north in Northern California, and I was like recording and writing music every day that I first touched guitar. I was like 12, and then I was just like hooked. So that's like all I would do. You know, I played a million places in the Bay Area, and I tried to start a million different bands, and eventually it just kind of got to the point where, like, you know, I was like, I think I need to move down to LA, you know, and make it big. And all my friends were telling me too, they were just like, dude, you got this, go down there and get the hell out of Fremont. You know, that's where I'm from. So I moved down to LA, and within 9 months, I met like a producer who was working with Sublime, or who worked with the bass player in Sublime. I went to his studio, and the first thing I saw was like his big gold record plaque for the self-titled Sublime record. And I just remember thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, I'm in the right place. Like, the universe is universing. I'm where I'm supposed to be. So I just, you know, did the only thing I knew how to do, which is just roll up my sleeves and get to work, you know? So I just told the owner, I'm like, whatever you need from me, I'll mop floors, pick up cheeseburgers, get you guys cigarettes, whatever you need. Like, I just want to be around in the energy in the studio. And eventually, hanging out in the studio, I got to meet the bass player, and he started inviting me to his parties where he'd play Sublime songs every once in a while. And he asked me if I wanted to play one because he knew I was a big ass fan. And then we played this one party where we played like three or four Sublime songs, and everyone in Long Beach was like talking about it. And one thing led to another, and the agents and the managers, and they were like, oh, you know, this could be a big thing. Well, right before that happened, I wrote a song for a band called the Dirty Heads. And that song, Lay Me Down, went number one, and it broke like Foo Fighters record for the longest number one alternative song from an independent label. So that, like, right before I played my first show with Sublime, like, I signed this publishing deal, and I was writing songs for like Jennifer Lopez and like Rihanna. And then Sublime happened, and then it was like touring, and then I get off the road and then go back in the studio with Selena Gomez, and then I go back, and so it was just like a movie. And it was just like, how much fun can you possibly have in this like amount of time? And I don't know, it's like it hasn't stopped, you know, the opportunities change and stuff, but the doors of fun just like keep opening. And you know, I took a couple doors that were just for money and that didn't pan out, and I kind of learned my lesson. Just do things that sound fun.
Aw, it couldn't happen to a more beautiful person.
Aw, thanks.
For you.
We're having fun.
That's awesome. I love it. And powerhouse producer Dan Huff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he said something I thought was neat. It's his job to make the music right for whoever calls me. Sometimes an artist doesn't quite know what he or she is yet, but you know.
That's cool. I love Dan. Yeah, he's like a country music badass. And like, my music isn't country, but you know, he's just like a really killer musician and, you know, songwriter and like guitar player. And he just hears magic in any genre. And we got introduced by a mutual friend. He showed Dan my music. It was just demos at the time. But Dan loved the music, and he was like, I want to meet this kid. You know, kid, I'm 37. He's like, I'm trying to meet this dude. And so we had lunch, and he was just like, dude, your music, like, I don't know what to call it. Like, it's so good. He's like, I hear you're looking for a producer. He's like, I'd love to spend a day. We'll record a song, and if you dig it, you know, we can, like, keep going. You know, he was saying, like, you know, he's thinking about going into retiring, but this is something that was exciting. And I, like, feed off of that sort of energy. Like, people who are excited about what I'm doing, like, that's who I want to team up with, regardless of how much money they're throwing or whatever. Like, I'm just like, you're excited, I'm excited, something good's going to happen from this. And we locked in, and he heard my music, and we started putting it all together. And I mean, he just knows like exactly what it is that I'm trying to record. He'll just make it sound that much better and just make it a little tighter. And it's a really great relationship, because I'm so hands-on by default that it's nice to have someone that I can trust, like Dan, to just give the songs to and be like, what do you think? You know, like, is this too long? Like, should we change the chord here? And coming out with the product and just being like, man, there's no way I could have done this on my own. So, yeah, I love Dan.
That's cool. And the studio, too, you did it at LaGrange. It's cool.
Yeah, right? We did half of it in this really cool studio in Franklin, Tennessee. It once belonged to Al Capone. It's in a castle, and they turned it into a recording studio. But it looks like a castle, like when you're driving past it. It looks like, you know, the knights and kings used to live there. But instead, it was like an Italian gangster. But yeah, so they turned that into a recording studio, and we recorded half the album there and then half of it at my studio in Leaper's Fork.
Oh, nice. So you always knew you wanted to be a musician. What about the guitar? Are you self-taught? Did you ever?
Yeah. Self-taught. I tried to take a lesson when I was first starting out, but it just wasn't like, now I would really wanted to get some lessons and learn more. But I think just starting out as a kid, it was just a little too, like the guitar was the one thing that I could do when I wanted, if I wanted, how I wanted. Like, it wasn't homework, it wasn't sports. It was like, just my thing, you know? My parents didn't, they weren't musicians. So they were like, hey, you can play guitar, you know? I took one lesson and it was like really regimented, and I wanted to learn a Green Day song, and they were like, you need to learn your scales. And I was like, no more homework. The guitar isn't homework for me. It's like the opposite of that. So I just taught myself from that point on.
Wow, it's amazing.
I mean, you know, I got some room to grow, please. Like, it's not like I'm like Carlos Santana or nothing.
Who were your influences? You told us a few, but...
Mm-hmm. Santana, growing up in the house, absolutely. Stevie Wonder, The Supremes, Four Tops, Bob Marley. It's like the earliest musical memory I have. Otis Redding. And like a little more contemporary, like, you know, I love like Leon Bridges. I love Chris Stapleton. I'm a 90s kid, so it's like genres like wide open. You know, Weezer, Green Day, all that stuff.
Yeah. How did you get into music?
Sublime. Yeah, I was like always a fan. And then I took a summer trip down to San Diego with my family. One of my uncles gave me a Sublime CD. And he was like, you're going to love this. And he was right. That summer I came home and I like asked my mom and dad, I was like, can I get a guitar? I think I want to be a guitar player after hearing Sublime. So like, and they were like my favorite band after that. Like I literally had like 8 Sublime posters on my wall. I know everything about those guys. I knew everything about them before I joined the band. For me, it was just like the ultimate band VIP experience every day for 15 years. And the job in and of itself to go out there and sing my favorite band, that's the sickest job that I think anybody could ever ask for, you know? It's like the journey of a lifetime that I just, it's so hard to not like, you know, think that like magic is real when, you know, you get to like join your favorite band and tour the world.
What did your uncle say when?
Oh, he's been to like a million shows. We're actually fighting right now, but that's Mexican family, you know, that's how it goes.
Italians too. What does music do for people?
I like to think that music is like a form of therapy because it is usually for the artists that write it. But if anything, it's just like, you know, helps you escape. I mean, that's how I used music as a child and then as a writer and now as an adult, you know, I still use it the same way as like, I find my best songs are those songs where I'm like, oh, I don't know if I should say this. It's like, definitely say that because the world doesn't need another, I met you at the bar and we hopped inside my car. You know, we need more substance. We need more depth. We need stories. We need, you know, and that's the only way we learn. And so I try and write music from that standpoint. And that keeps things fresh for me because life, if you're doing it right, it's ever going, you know?
What would your current self tell your younger self?
Just buy real estate, probably. Keep having fun. Just keep having fun. I had my little fair share of like little troubles and instances and stuff like that, but I never got too far into the muck, and it's because I had good people around me. So I would go back and tell my younger self, like, just keep doing what you're doing. Keep having fun. You're going to meet the love of your life and have 3 beautiful kids.
Oh my God.
That's like literally what I would tell him. Yeah, don't drink so much. I add that part of there too.
Oh, I love it. How do you make that all work with 3 little kids and touring? Any tips for that, like balancing?
Balance, yeah. I mean, you know, you hear 2 sides of the coin, right? People are like, balance don't exist, and you know. But, I mean, it does for me, you know. I treat my music very much like a job. Like, I work really hard at it. Like, 9 to 5, I go and I write songs. Even if I don't have anything in me, I show up every day, blank slate, try and put my cup out and hope that something falls in there. And then come 3 o'clock, I pick my kids up and then it's like dad and husband mode until they go to bed. And then I pull my laptop back out and I continue working on what I do. And it works, you know, for now. It constantly changes. You know, if you have a family, you know this, like the dynamics change. Just when you get it down, it changes again. That's the beauty of life. It shows that you're constantly working, you're caring, and you're maintaining. And, you know, I'll always make time for the people and the things that I love to do the most. And lately in life, they're intersecting, and I'm very grateful for that.
Awesome. So, so good. What's next?
Album. I got an album that I'll be dropping next year, a bunch of festivals, more music videos. Yeah, a lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff.
Awesome. What was it like to work with J-Lo? Did you do
J-Lo? Oh, yeah. J-Lo is really sweet. She's a sweetheart and really talented. And yeah, it's cool.
Who else did you like to work with? Selena, did you work with her?
Mm-hmm, we're just Selena. She's a sweetheart. Enrique Iglesias, he's like one of my favorite people on earth. He's amazing. Such a fun guy. Jason Derulo, super talented. He goes in the booth and just exactly like you hear on the record, he sounds like right in front of you. That's such a gift as a producer and a songwriter to work with people who can just actually shred. You're just like, yes. But yeah, I mean, there's so many talented, just wonderful artists that I've gotten to work with. And honestly, like, I mean, I can probably think of like one person who is less than ideal, you know, to deal with. Like, most people are just so grateful to be doing this for a living, you know?
Aw. Well, you're awesome. Are you going to play for us a couple songs?
Yeah, I got some songs I could jam for you guys.
All right, woohoo!
This song's called Black and Blue. Yeah, baby, it's true. got a lot of bad habits, yes we do. But even the good folks hung black and blue. Whatever it is, darling, we gon' make it through. Cause I'm not like you, I got a heart, baby, yeah. Love makes me do things that are so crazy. But I know one thing, don't tell me you're mine. And act like that, don't say you're leaving. And then run right back, cause I'm such a fool. You act like that, don't say you're leaving. And then run right back, you know that it's true. This will be weird for me, not you. Through the concrete jungle, baby, it blooms. But this is the type of love that I refuse. Darling, you promise it, you cut me loose. I'm not like you, I got a heart, baby, yeah. Love makes me do things that are so crazy. But I know one thing, don't tell me you're mine. And act like that, don't say you're leaving. And you run right back, cause I'm such a fool. You act like that, don't say you're leaving. And you run right back, oh, time heals a wound. Tell me what you want me to do. I walk with you to the end, to the end, yeah, yeah. Don't tell me you're mine and act like that. Don't say you're leaving and you run right back. I'm such a fool. That's a fact. Don't say you're leaving and then run right back. Yeah, yeah. Whoa, love from afar. Ooh, black and blue. That's what we are. Oh. Something like that. Thank you, guys. Thank you. This song's called Slow and Easy, and it's my newest song, and it's top 10 at radio. Woo-hoo! Trip on that. Tough times with the soft top down, baby, let's not make this harder. Sit back and let the waves crash, maybe we can live like water. Turn off the 6 o'clock news, open the shades, enjoy the view. Don't matter what you're going through, what you say, me and you, just take it slow and easy. Don't worry about nothing, no good reason to be mad about something. These days are a little bit crazy. Maybe what you say right now, take it slow and easy, and don't worry about nothing. Hey, yeah. We've been working all day and night. Maybe we need a vacation. Dirty heads on the radio loud, yeah. Don't you touch that station. We're living in the wild days. Maybe we should get away, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with another song saying we're all gonna be okay. Let's take it slow and easy. Don't worry about nothing, no good reason to be mad about something. These days are a little bit crazy. Maybe what you say right now, take it slow and easy, and don't worry about nothing now. Yeah, yeah, don't worry now.
back in bed, I might slip away. This world keeps spinning faster, 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 yeah. Just take it slow and easy. Let's take it slow and easy. Don't worry about nothing, no good reason to be mad about something. These days are a little bit crazy. Maybe what you say right now is slow and easy. And don't worry about nothing now. Yeah, yeah, don't worry now. Nah, 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 let's take it slow. Something like that.
Woohoo!
Thank you, guys. Thank you for listening.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amazing.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.